The frogs and toads are a group of tailless amphibians with long hind legs specialized for jumping. The popular distinction between frogs and toads is somewhat artificial. The true toads are a group of frogs characterized by a dry, warty skin and a number of other anatomical features. In the broad sense, all toads are frogs, but not all frogs are toads. Worldwide, there are about 3,500 species of frogs. Frogs produce a variety of vocalizations to attract mates, establish territories, or distract predators. Perhaps the most familiar frog voices are the breeding calls, which the males use to advertise their presence to potential mates. Although females are not necessarily voiceless, it is only the males which issue the breeding calls. The female frog responds only to the call of her particular species, and it is the female that selects a mate from among the calling males. Not all species breed at the same time of year. Although the majority of Florida frogs breed during the warm spring and summer months, a few species breed only during the winter months. Florida is home to 30 species of frogs and toads, comprised of 27 native species and 3 well-established exotic species. There are 3 species of chorus frogs in Florida, each of which is primarily a winter breeder. The ornate chorus frog, Pseudacris ornata, occurs from central Florida northward. Its call is a sharp note, which is heard here with the whistles of spring peepers in the background. The southern chorus frog, Pseudacris nigrita, occurs throughout Florida, primarily in pineland habitats. Although a winter breeder over most of its range, this species often breeds in spring and early summer in South Florida. The males call from concealed positions and can be very difficult to locate. The call is reminiscent of the sound made by running your thumb slowly down the larger teeth of a comb. The upland chorus frog, Pseudacris triseriata, reaches Florida only along the Apalachicola River. The name upland chorus frog is misleading, since in Florida this species occurs exclusively in bottomland habitats. The call is similar to that of the southern chorus frog, but is much more rapid. The spring peeper, Hyla crucifer, occurs in hardwood bottoms from the vicinity of Orlando northward. A winter breeder, it typically calls from late November to early March. It is easily recognized by the X on its back. The call is a rising whistle. The little grass frog, Limnaeetes ocularis, is one of the smallest frogs in the world. It typically calls from shallow, flooded, grassy areas throughout the peninsula and west to Choctahatchee Bay. It may be heard at any time of the year. Its call is a high-pitched tinkling sound, which many people are unable to hear. There are two species of cricket frogs in Florida, both of which may be heard year-round. The southern cricket frog, Acris grillus, is abundant statewide. Its call has been likened to the sound produced by striking two marbles together. The northern cricket frog, Acris crepitans, occurs in Florida only in the western panhandle, where it is restricted to large river floodplain habitats. The spadefoot toad, Scaphiopus holbrookii, is common in upland habitats statewide, including Key West, but its distinctive call is not often heard. This species develops very rapidly, and the young frogs may emerge from the ponds in as little as 30 days after the eggs are deposited. Spadefoots usually call for only a few days following torrential rains. Although it is most often heard in late winter or early spring, it may be heard following heavy rains at any season. The southern leopard frog, Rana utricularia, is abundant throughout the state and can even be found in slightly brackish coastal habitats. Large choruses are most often heard during the winter months, but sporadic calling may be heard year-round. It may issue a call similar to the sound produced by rubbing a balloon, or it may chuckle. Although it is not especially common, the gopher frog, Rana arealata, occurs in dry, sandy habitats statewide. During the non-breeding season, it often lives in the burrows of the gopher tortoise. In northern Florida, it typically breeds during the winter and early spring months, but in south Florida, it more often breeds in response to heavy rains in May and June. Its call is a distinctive snore. The familiar bass of the bullfrog, Rana catesbiana, can be heard as far south as Highlands and Charlotte counties. The bullfrog is most prevalent in areas of hardwood vegetation. As do all of the remainder of the frogs to be discussed, the bullfrog calls primarily in the spring and summer months. It is heard here with a background chorus of northern cricket frogs and bronze frogs. The river frog, Rana hexuri, is characteristically found in river swamps and cypress-bordered lakes in the Panhandle and Northern Peninsula. Whereas the tadpoles of most species of Florida frogs are solitary, the tadpoles of the river frog form large schools. The individual tadpoles may grow to a length of 6 inches, and a large school may cover an area of several square yards. Although the species is often fairly common, its growling call is seldom heard. The carpenter frog, Ranavergatapes, is a northern species which reaches Florida only in the extreme northern peninsula, where it inhabits the acid sphagnum bogs of the Okefenokee Swamp and Osceola National Forest. As its name suggests, the call sounds like someone hammering. The bronze frog is very common in creeks and swamps across North Florida and south to the vicinity of Orlando. Its call is like the twang of a flat banjo string. The bog frog is a species which was only discovered in 1982. It has a very restricted distribution in the western panhandle and has not been found outside Florida. It is heard here with an occasional bronze frog in the background. The pig frog occurs in a variety of habitats statewide, but it is especially common in open, marshy areas. In Florida, this is the species most often harvested for frog legs. Many people mistakenly believe that its grunting call is made by an alligator. There are eight species of tree frogs in Florida, With the exception of the spring peeper, all are primarily spring and summer breeders, typically calling from March to September. The green tree frog, Hyla cinerea, is commonly found at night on windows, where it feeds on insects attracted by lights. It is especially common around lakes and large marshes, and its call is one of the most familiar sounds of a Florida summer evening. It is heard here with the twangs of bronze frogs in the background. The squirrel tree frog, Hyla squirrella, is another species which is very common statewide and which is commonly found feeding around lighted windows. The call of a single frog is like a quack. The barking tree frog, Hyla gradiosa, is our largest native tree frog. It occurs in all but extreme southern Florida. This is often the earliest of the warm weather frogs to begin calling, and in mild winters, it may be heard as early February, even in northern Florida. From a distance, its explosive call sounds like a baying hound. The Pine Barrens tree frog, Hyla andersoni, breeds in acid seepage habitats. In Florida, it occurs only in the Panhandle west of the Choctahatchee River and east of the Escambia River. The Florida population extends a short distance into Alabama, but there are other isolated populations in New Jersey and the Carolinas. The call of this species is somewhat like that of the green tree frog, but the notes are issued more rapidly. The Pinewoods tree frog, Hyla femoralis, can be recognized by a series of gold spots on the rear of the thigh. It is found in pineland habitats statewide. The erratic call of the Pinewoods tree frog has been likened to Morse code. The gray tree frog, Hyla chrysocyllis, is a denizen of hammock ponds and hardwood swamps from the Panhandle and Northern Peninsula south to Hernando and Marion counties. It can be recognized by the gold coloration on the hidden surfaces of the thigh. Its call is a short trill. The bird voice tree frog, Hyla avivoca, is primarily associated with river swamp habitats. It is restricted to the Panhandle, occurring from the vicinity of Tallahassee westward. It looks very much like the gray tree frog, but it is smaller and has a greenish wash on the hidden surfaces of the leg. The narrow-mouthed toad, Gastrophryne carolinensis, is common statewide. It has a specialized diet, feeding primarily on ants. Its call is a prolonged nasal bleat, which is heard during the warmer months of the year. There are three native toads in Florida and one well-established exotic. The oak toad, Bufo quercicus, is the smallest of our native toads, becoming no larger than a quarter. It occurs statewide. Its call is a high-pitched peep, very much like that of a baby chick. It is heard here with a background chorus of Pinewood's tree frogs. The southern toad, Bufo terrestris, is very common statewide. Its call is an ear-piercing trill, which may be heard following rainy weather from mid-February to early fall. Fowler's toad, Bufo woodhousii fowleri, is another northern species which invades Florida only in the larger river valleys of the western panhandle. Heard here with a chorus of southern toads, the call of Fowler's toad is a nasal wah. The giant toad, Bufo marinus, is native from southern Texas to South America. It has become established in Florida and is found primarily in urban environments in the Tampa area and Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Like all toads, it releases toxic secretions if attacked. Because of its large size and proportionally large poison glands, the giant toad represents a threat to dogs which might bite it. It is heard here in chorus with green tree frogs and narrow-mouthed toads. The Cuban tree frog, Osteopilus septentrionalis, is native to Cuba and the Bahamas. It has become well established in Florida and is now perhaps the most common frog in much of South Florida. This is the largest species of tree frog found in Florida. It will readily eat our smaller native species. The call is somewhat like the chuckling call of the leopard frog. The greenhouse frog, Eleutherodactylus planorostris, another Cuban native, is now common throughout the peninsula and west to Tallahassee. This is our only frog which does not need to return to water to reproduce. Its eggs are laid in moist situations on land, and the young frogs emerge directly from the egg without going through a free-living tadpole stage. Its call is a quiet, insect-like chirp. Frogs are among the most conspicuous and fascinating components of Florida's wildlife heritage. We hope that this brief introduction has given you a new appreciation for Florida's nighttime symphony.